It's May 8th, 2009. Hello and welcome to the Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. First, here's the news. Here comes the widescreen Kindle DX e-reader. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos announced the new 9.7-inch Kindle, which will cost a whopping $489 when it's available this summer. It's more than twice as large as the Kindle 2 and can hold up to 3,500 books and PDF files, and is targeted at newspaper and magazine readers, as well as replacing textbooks at colleges. Amazon announced deals with the New York Times, Washington Post, and Boston Globe to offer a discounted bundle of the newspaper content and a Kindle DX, but didn't give a price yet. It didn't take long for skeptics to question the Kindle DX's prospects. PC World and News.com both said it wouldn't be a savior for hurting newspaper companies, and others pointed out the high price could keep college students from buying in. Blogger Alan Mutter put it this way: "If you want a dose of interactive news, then you already can find the contents of your newspaper, generally available for free, on a PC, laptop, netbook, or iPhone." Meanwhile, the fight between news organizations and search giant Google continued. The Associated Press honcho Tom Curley told Forbes that if Google wouldn't pay the right price for AP content in Google News, quote, "they will not get our copy going forward," end quote. News Corp mogul Rupert Murdoch has a team of execs working on a new paid content strategy for his newspaper sites. This after backtracking on a previous idea to make the Wall Street Journal site free. Google is taking heat from more than just the media companies, as antitrust regulators are now scrutinizing the deal it has with various book publishers, as well as CEO Eric Schmidt's possible conflict of interest by being on Apple Inc.'s board of directors. Is Google going against its motto and doing evil? Not according to Smart Money columnist James Stewart. He wrote, "Google strikes me as highly unlikely to abuse its market power. It knows as well as we do that its every move will be scrutinized. That doesn't mean antitrust regulators shouldn't be vigilant, but they should be just as careful not to punish competitive success." Now it's time for just one question. I talked with Roger Fidler, Program Director for Digital Publishing at the Reynolds Journalism Institute and a pioneering thinker on e-readers. My question: can e-readers like the Kindle fundamentally help the bottom line for newspaper companies?
Well, I don't think it's going to make a big difference in their bottom line in the short term. It will certainly provide some additional income from subscriptions and single copy sales, but it's going to take us at least, I think, 2 years before the e-readers can make any significant difference. And it won't be until, I think, we incorporate advertising into the electronic editions. Well, the big advance that we're looking for is full color. For advertisers, color appears to be very essential. And so at the point that we have full color, and it's expected in 2 years, that we should be able to attract advertisers.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, what do you think about requiring journalism students to buy iPhones? Our last poll question was, what do you think about swine flu coverage online? Here's how readers answered. 45% said coverage was too sensational. 26% said some coverage was good and some bad. 13% said they could care less. 6% said trusted sources need to stand out more, and 6% said they found great resources online. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog Idea Lab at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or a media maker, shift happens.